Well, hello, Graz, and welcome back once more to a new episode. Another new episode. Actually, this is an old episode. I just going to stick this behind at the beginning, edit in an old episode so no one will be any the wiser. The lazy man's lord. Oh, it just falls out, yeah. Oh, what a beginning. 24 seconds. Hello, I am wreck tired, just so you all know. This is my early week in work. We're going to be up at 5 bells in the morning. But I was up extra early this morning because Kitty Cat Magoo, right? Her usual routine, right? Just the cat, right? Kitty Cat Magoo, formerly known... The artist formerly known as Beyonce is now Kitty Cat Magoo. Because I just kept getting embarrassed going to the vets, kind of going, yeah, like, book an appointment for Beyonce. Not that kind of book an appointment for Kitty Cat Magoo. Not that it's much better, but you know, at least I won't have to be looking over my shoulder for Jay-Z. But her usual routine is lounge around all day, right? Eat 5 or 6 times and then go outside, right? That's it. She goes out for a few hours around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that. Usually she comes back in by 11 or 12. She will eat a bit more, but she's getting bored now. Look, usually she's back in by about 12 o'clock. Last night, little fucker, I don't know if she found a rave or what the fuck was going on, but she didn't come back, right, until 10. Fuck, I'm so sorry about this fucking chair, so much noise. Little whore came back, look at me like a parent. Where were you? She came back at fucking 10 to 5 this morning, and I left my fucking salt lamp on last night, right? So there'd be a nice kind of warm orange glow out my window. And she knew, this fucking idiot, there's someone in this room here and I'm getting in. I don't care what I have to do. And she just, like, started off tapping. I presume started tapping. I don't know what the fuck, because I was fast asleep when this one started making noise. But I thought I woke up to tapping. You ever just think, like, what the fuck is that, a mouse or some bullshit? I know you're in a deep sleep. Next to the little fucker. Started just squeaking her paws along the window, like, you know, that kind of you know, fucking squeaky window noise. Look, the reason that noise kind of freaks me out is because, was it Lost Boys years ago, that vampire film with that Kiefer Sutherland fella? I remember, I'm really sure that was the film. Like, there was a bit, I seen it when I was really young, scared the fuck out of me. But I think there's a bit like where someone's bedroom window. It's like upstairs or some bullshit, and next you hear this kind of tapping and squeaking at the window or whatever, and they pull back curtains and it's a fucking vampire fucking flying outside the window trying to get in. But you can't get in unless you let them in. You have to invite the cunts in. So just say, fuck off, vampire, stay outside, you prick. That's the rules, apparently. But yeah, that's what I woke up to. That fucking Cat Magoo scaring the living bollocks out of me. So I had to let her in, right? But I was too ignorant. I also had to pee, but you know when you only have like a fucking, all I had was another like 20 minutes of sleep. And I was like, I don't need to piss that badly. I can't just sleep for 20 more minutes. I might as well just go up. No point me ranting to you about this, but effectively, the cat's dead in the fucking room and just kept skipping. No, I can't say annoying me because she's a lovely cat and she loves me. But she was up around my face. Right, just lie at the end of the bed, right? I'll put my legs over to one side, you lie down there, right? Grand. No. I have to come up where the duvet is wrapped around my fucking neck and starts doing that fucking into your fucking face, which I don't mind. It's a cute thing to do, cute to do. But she does that thing where you make biscuits, is that what you call it? Where they use their paws to like massage stuff. Sure, you weren't going to fucking sleep. Not a million years is it going to sleep, anyway. Why was I talking about Cat Magoo? Oh yeah, because I had to get up this morning because this is my early week. That's it. Oh my god, I'm losing my memory already. But yeah, so that's why I'm tired, because I'm up early. Of course, Jay's on it. But it's good. I cracked out. It's worth going. It work was fun. It actually is fun. I had fun today. I worked also today. Ran the place like a fucking, like a dream. I don't know. Ran it really good. I ran it. It was class. I think everything was out there pretty much. I did my job. Everyone was pretty happy. It was quite handy. Look at me. Someone wants a promotion. Oh, imagine. It's like that Roy Keane thing. He's doing his job. Just do your job, giving him praise. That was me giving myself praise for doing my job, for fuck's sake. I'm a good lad. But what do I have to tell you? Oh, yeah. I have to do a fucking bit of an update. As you can tell, I'm here. This episode is taking place, so I did not go to anywhere to visit fucking anyone. Jesus Christ, can't even talk. I stayed at home. And I unmatched that person from last week. Right? That's my prerogative, I think. In my opinion. Because it was over 24 hours. It was going on to 36 hours. Look at, like, I'm not a psycho. I just know the time and I like numbers. That's why I kept track of it. I'm not a psycho. But yeah, I unmatched. I think I dodged a fucking rake bullets there. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, we're not gonna fucking say it. Look, okay, I'll let you in another secret, okay? Do you remember, right? The other way I had an issue with that person not being able to, you know, put words together and stuff, right? And I unmatched with them. But I Googled them afterwards. This isn't Facebook stalking or anything like that, because I don't have those things, I don't use them. I just Googled this person because they'd be known enough, I suppose. They'd have enough, what's the word? They'd be that way, they'd be known enough that you'd be able to Google them. Put it that way, so yeah. But I found out something, and I don't know if I feel bad, because, well, there's nothing I can do about last week's episode now, because it's up. But remember I was saying that they had like bad issues with English? They might have also had an accident. Like years ago, and I feel fucking terrible. I feel so bad. I don't know, I'm laughing, but I'm laughing out of pure awkwardness. That's like a lot of the time, 90% of the time when I laugh is because I'm fucking awkward. Not mad, isn't it? I'm 100% sure it's the same person as well. Like, it's not fucking, wasn't that hard? Sorry, I'm having an emergency slug of water there. Just to buy myself an extra second. Yeah, do you feel bad about doing something like that then, after the fact? You know, getting rid of them. But like, I couldn't understand them. Oh my God. Like, I even said, like, I know the text like that, but you know, people can be erratic the way they text, like we were saying. Fucking one of the women in work said maybe she had fucking dyslexia or something. And that's fair enough. That's grand, you could talk normally, you might just be able to spell the words properly or whatever. But remember I was saying, like, about that person, if you met them and they spoke like out the text. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Fucking hell. I'm actually pulling up my hood right now. Did you ever try to hide? I'm trying to hide from this. Oh my God, what do you do? I tell you what you do. You move on about your business, you don't lay hand with you at all. So I hope you enjoy last week's episode. It's going to come back down very soon. But look, that person's not going to know me. They'll never hear this. What the fuck do I... look, forget about it. Anyway, at least there was a reason for it. The poor old devil. God bless her. And I wish her luck and health and all that stuff in the future. I think that's as nice as you can be about it, isn't it? How to be nicer. Fucking not have unmatched, Fran, you fucking asshole. But I asked a funny question and she never fucking answered me for 36 hours, so, you know, I'm going to say, and actually, probably, this is probably what did actually happen. Please God, oh, I don't have to be the cunt in this situation. Maybe she ghosted me. I think that's what I'm going to fucking go with, actually. She ghosted me, I got insulted, ego took over, unmatched. Yeah? That sounds pretty legit, doesn't it? I think maybe that's exactly how I felt. But we all know it wasn't. Oh, whist, will you? I mean, why would you text now? Anyway, this joke. This little phone of mine. So anyway, we moved on, okay? We went our separate ways. Mutual decision, I think. She can keep the children. I'm having the dog. We split the house 50-50. So, what are we doing? We're back on Tinder like a whore. So much so. So much so that Tinder, in a roundabout way, called me ugly. The fucking horrible bastards. I have fucking feelings, the cunts. I'll tell you how it happened, right? I was scuttling through it. I mean, scuttling, because I'm still not convinced, right, about that thing. I think a lot of that, 90% of the matches are fucking bullshit, right? If you look like me, I think if you look maybe fucking all studly and shit, they're all probably normal matches, but I'm just telling you, I think to throw half of these matches just to boost the old confidence there of a yoke that looks like this. And then you go, it's perfect, because then you kind of go, oh my god, you're so desperate, let's have a quick walk here and see what we can find. 4 hours later, you're out of likes. You know, you're so smart, you're searching for nothing. There's not even a needle in a haystack, it's just a haystack. There's no needles at all. Well, there's a couple of needles, right? What the fuck was I going to say to you? Shit. Oh yeah, how did I forget Tinder calling me ugly, right? So I was wailing through these things there on this fucking Saturday night. Just going hell for leather, right? UFC was on. I was glancing up at that. Oh, I soon put down the phone. Oh my god, the best UFC I think I've fucking ever watched in my life. This thing started at like fucking, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock or something, whatever the fuck it was. Didn't finish till 6:30 in the morning. Me, oh, look. I was calving, right? Halfway through it, I was getting wrecked, right? Said I'd go down, watch this in fucking bed, so if I do fall asleep, at least I won't tie myself in a knot like I will be on the chair. So, going to bed, and I watched Max Holloway versus Justin Gaethje, and my good God, was that one of the fucking best fights I've seen, but like one of the best endings to a fight. It was fucking magical, so it was. It was for the BMF, am I going to go off on this? I will. Right, it's for the BMF belt, right? The baddest motherfucker, right? And these two boys are bad motherfuckers. And they fought like whores. One guy was winning, Max Holloway, kind of pretty much. I think he would have won a decision if it went that far. And so the last 10 seconds, he points to the center of the octagon and said, let's just swing, right? So him and Justin Gaethje just start swinging at each other. And I mean, just going, bap, 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 like swinging punches. Just why anyone could have knocked out anyone. But Max caught Justin with a fucking right hook and just folded him in half with 1 second left on the clock. It was the most fucking amazing ending. So it was so good that I couldn't enjoy the next two fights, which were equally as good, because it absolutely fucking wore me out. It was amazing. Absolutely. Never before in my life have I seen anything like that. I couldn't fucking just, wow, stunning. It was fucking unreal, right? Anyway. I advise all of you to go watch it. You can find it there on YouTube somewhere. It's a fucking class fight. Anyway, I was scrolling through Tinder, right? Tipping away. I was being discerning with me likes, right? Because you only have a fucking limited number of them, right? So you don't want to go crazy with them. But I was swiping left on a load of whores. And it got to the point, right? Because my parameters are set from like, where is it? Like 36... to, I think 48 or 49. Now, that's the kind of search window I'm looking for, okay? And, it just popped up, right? Not even in a nice kind of, by the way, can I just, you know, between myself and yourself, friend, just need to tell you something there about your face, right? Didn't even do it that way. Just popped up and said, you are all out of profiles. Care to go global? Yeah, ugly fuck. I know, would you stop making noise, for fuck's sake. Global! I didn't even think he could. I'm looking for something. Look, if I'm not driving 115 kilometres to get some tail, I'm not getting in a fucking plane. Oh my god. Global. Oh. Anyway, that was fucking mean. There's no need for that. I don't know what the fuck. I might sue them. Global, like that's... Now look, obviously, I can fucking up the fucking age limit and lower the age limit a bit or whatever, but... No. I don't think I will. I'm going to see what's going in Manila. Bolivia. Imagine, 9,000 miles away. But I have been paying closer attention to it. because, like I was saying to you, is no Tinder is bullshit, right? In my opinion, I think there's something weird going on. But you can tell the fucking difference between like normal, regular, like human women, like from Ireland, and then there's these these other ones, like did you ever see those ads? Hot girls are in your area. That's what a lot of these are like. Like, you look at the photographs and they're all fucking like, what would you say? Like, not in a natural setting at all. Everything is posed, or on a rock, or under a rock, or fucking feet are in the water. That sort of thing. Everything is just posed or like really kind of professionally done. But then you notice the difference between like the fucking regular women, who it's like a picture of them on a night out or somewhere, or on a, like, one of them buckaroo bull thingies flying around the place. Do you know, normal humans, I think there's an awful lot of fucking AI bullshit, because like any of the fucking like super hottie ones, right, they all have like 17 pictures of their face, right, just from different fucking angles, no bio, no nothing written, and like just a couple of random fucking whatever the fuck interests or whatever like that. Like, that can't be real. A normal person knows that, you know, father time and fucking mother menopause at some point are going to attack you. You have to grow a personality, you know, write something, wouldn't you? I don't know, but then again, I suppose they are super hot, so their fucking faces may just carry them. I always swipe left. One, because not hope. Two, could be AI. And three, kind of feels good then. No, not good enough. To someone that's absolutely, like, outrageously gorgeous. That's little things in life. But it, But it got me thinking, right? I'm not even going to explain how I got to this thought, but with all this Tindering and all that kind of stuff, you're thinking, right? You never know, right? Maybe you meet with someone, or maybe you hook up, right? And then the talk came into my head of, like, I know what I look like in a mirror. Okay, but like, if perchance you were lucky enough, right, to, I don't know, meet someone and perform a coitus in the missionary position. These are thoughts that come into my head. I think, what do I look like then? So what I did was, I went out and I have a mirror in the shed that I was using for fucking when I was exercising. That sounds like, when I'm gonna say exercise now, I did it for about 6 months and went, fuck this bullshit. I'll come back to it again at some stage. It cycles, right? But anyway, I went out and I got the mirror and I put it on the ground. And I did like about, well, I did a handful of push-ups to see what a poor old devil would have to look up at. And it wasn't great. Oh my god. Because I have like, my fucking skin is like 90% collagen or something. It's real fucking stretchy. That's why I'm so youthful. Okay. It's full of the fucking joie de vie. Like, why would you have these thoughts? Why would you even do it? Like, it's one thing having a thought like that. What would I look like from their perspective? But it's another thing fucking... It's another thing going and actually experimenting. So, alright, if I just get a mirror, anyway. The only thing about it is, like, I don't know if women would think like that, but like, if they were ever worried about that, don't. Don't worry. There's too much happening downstairs for a man to even be thinking about that. He's not looking at your face or any whatever way you look, if you're kind of paranoid about having like kind of a droopy face while you're on top of him. There's only one thing going on with a man, that's like trying your level best to go, just not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. That's what the man's doing. Or else going, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Boom. Oh, a little to be at over here. Oh, Lord. What else did I do? Oh, I fucking tell you something. I crafted a tasty fucking bio. That's what I did. Put real thought into it, right? I don't know, I thought it was kind of... I don't know, I think it's actually fucking okay. I think it's pretty fucking good. I don't know. I'm a fucking...
Now, I only did this the other day, right? Because, like, there's not much happening, right? So I decided, right, I need a new bio or something. You do. You need something to fucking, I don't know, reel the whores in with. And then maybe, who gives a fuck? I should do multiple bios. That's what I should do. Changed up every fucking week. You know, it's the same Fran, just in different kind of packaging. Do you know? Be like, do you know, like, when, like, you buy rice, right? It all comes from the same factory, wherever it's fucking made, right? And all the big shops buy the rice, but they put their own packaging on it, right? You know, so you could have, like, a... That's, like, what I could do. You could have, like, a Tesco fucking blue ribbon fucking Fran, and you could have a fucking Dunn Stores Select Fran, you know? You could, oh, what's this one over here? Oh, this isn't an ordinary Fran. No, 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 no. This is M&S Fran. Oh, so seductive. So sexy. Just keep reading this and don't look at the pictures. Oh, but anyway, right. I'm going to read out what I wrote. I think this is genius. We'll see. I'll report back next week. This is just going to turn into a fucking... just a Tinder podcast is what it's going to be. It's just so much fun. Anyway, let me read. God bless me. Look, I'll be honest, I prize a good sense of humour and niceness over everything else. I'm so tired of all these absolute stunners using me for my wild intimate rendezvous, endless gifts been showered upon them, yacht and jet access for their fucking instas. I'm fed up of it, to be honest. So what I'd really like to manifest is a cool woman. Who's sound, nice, quirky, asks questions, has insightful thoughts, makes her own decisions, and ain't afraid to occasionally say, fuck this, let's hit the fucking road. That'd be class. I think that's a fucking... Is that too much to ask for, maybe? Maybe I'm looking for too much off the menu. I should look for the kids' menu. Can I have tits, please? Oh, I should have had, like, little babies. Drink milk and fucking... I'm pretending to be a baby. Anyway. Oh, if I'm not pretending. Oh, I don't know how to fuck. I don't know if I fuck all else to talk about. This seems, I don't know, seems very short, doesn't it? Thank God it's a G. Fucking 5 minutes would have been enough. Well, don't listen to it then. I may check my notes. Fuck all. Oh God, I've even. No, I don't really have much of my notes either. And I do remember one of these things I wrote. I thought it was gonna be like a funny joke, and I'm not doing it now. I'll have to like check some of the references in it because you get yourself bothered with that. Right, I do have a joke of the week though, so we'll go for that. Okay, another one-liner. Now, I haven't got much feedback on my one-liner from last week. Probably for obvious reasons. So, this one is a bit nicer. Okay, here we go. This class one, right? Go bring the energy, Francis, for fuck's sake. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to do these fucking every second week. I must, on the fucking weeks where I'm like working later and I'm not as tired, I need to record a fucking extra one. That's what I need to start doing. Oh, because God, Jesus Christ, it's a cunt when you're fucking tired. Even to, like, pretend to be happy.
I can pretend.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Joke of the week, everybody. Get ready.
Photographers are so selfish. They're always taking photographs. Did you ever see a photographer giving a photograph? No. They couldn't give a fuck. Oh, it was take. Oh my God. Jeez, if you were a creep, that'd be the way to fucking do it, wouldn't it? Just all you need is just, once you have a big camera, you go around, right, and take the same photographs as a professional photographer, but you take them with your camera phone. You'd be fucking escorted off the premises fairly lively. All you need is a big camera. I'm convinced, I'm not going to invest in one. To what? To fucking research and get myself arrested. But I like the idea of it.
I'm not sure I would write some. That'd be a good idea for a film, wouldn't it? Odo Halano. I think fucking Robin Williams was in 1 Hour 4. I think it ran along the same fucking lines. Maybe that's where that's after coming from. That's not even a fucking an original thought. Ah, the curse of fuck on it. It kind of is though. I don't know if there was mobile phones back then, was there? I can't remember. That's a mad film, Robin Williams. 1 Hour 4. Give it a watch. It's crazy. It's like, you know, I'm not going to ruin it. Watch it. Any fucking stories in work? Yeah, I think my boss might think I'm harmless. I don't know, I'm kind of convinced. We were all meant to go for a meal and work. Because we're a couple of hard-working motherfuckers out in the warehouse, right? And these ones appreciate the work that we do, so they give us a voucher to go for another meal. So we're meant to go, right? And okay, the day before, we were going for a meal. I was upstairs in the canteen on my own. No one fucking there. No one. Not a fucking sinner. No one in there making noise. No one doing anything fucking heck. Anyway, keep that to ourselves. Look, there was no one there. I was on my own, right? And when I'm on my own and I'm really, really hungry, I will eat like a fucking sow. Like you will not see eating like it. When there's nobody near me, I just absolutely plow food into my face. Fucking love it. It's class, right? That's why one of those, there's a chipper chain called Smeddy Knockets, and their burgers are nice enough, right? They're all right, yeah, not great, right? They're okay, they're imaginary, but I can't enjoy pigging out on the food like I should, because too many people, and like there's not enough. I need more fence to block off privacy. I need that so I can just sow into my fucking burger. I take like tiny bicycle anyway. Fuck it. I was upstairs on my own canteen. I was eating a roll, right? Oh, ham, cheese, delicious. Bit of pepper. No sauces, nothing like that. Just a grand old normal roll. Delicious, okay? And like I said to you, there was no one there. There wasn't a sinner anywhere to be seen. Fucking fantastic. I am going to plow into this roll because I was fucking starving. Okay. I don't know how, like, would you take like one bite at a time? One bite at a time, sweet Jesus. But I started off a couple of bites. I don't need to explain this. Look, basically, I took, did you ever see someone eating corn? Like that, right? I got the fucking roll and went, I took, like it was competitive eating. I took about 5 bites over, right? I mean, my cheeks were full to the gills of roll, ham and cheese and pepper. like that much food in my face, just stuffed in there, right? The curse of fuck. If I didn't hear it rumbling the far side of the fucking canteen as it gone, no, right? So I just, that was facing the wall in the corner. You can't see me till you come around to the other door. They don't need to come to the other door, right? Most people go up one door and go out the same door. I was sitting over at the other door facing the wall because I was being a sow. I didn't want anyone to see me. It's like in Dracula. Where he's after feeding under one brand, fucking, what's it called, the cunt, anyway, he was fucking Commissioner Gordon there in Batman. What's his face? Looks different in every film. He was Batman. He was Dracula, right? Oh my god, he was Dracula, and Dracula likes bats, and he was also Commissioner Gordon in Batman. Oh, I never thought of that. Anyway, there's a part in that film where he's eating someone, right, and the woman that he kind of fancies sees him, and he looks over and he goes, "Don't see me," in sort of weird fucking old vampire voice, right? And that's the power I wish I had when that person came into the canteen, because I was sowing into this sandwich like a little pig. And no such luck. Guess who it was? Boss. My boss, right? And as he was walking out, he looked over. He didn't know I was stuffing my face like a pig. He's such a nice... He's a fucking gentleman. He was actually saying hello, making sure I was like, "Hey, how are you getting on?" Bit of recognition. He's fucking sound, right? I'm the freak. I'm the weirdo here. Sat there, big fat face, stuffed to the gills. He walks by. He goes, "Evra, are we still on for the dinner on fucking Friday? Friday? Are we still on for dinner on Friday?" I couldn't answer him. Big fat mouth full of food. I looked over, my cheeks were pointing at my face from my big fat cheeks, and just gave him a thumbs up, and I'm trying to speak out the tiniest bit of mouth that I could open without spitting sandwich everywhere. And he turned around and he goes, "Oh, here, you don't have to be eating like that, like we're going to feed you tomorrow."
It's not like end of days, Francis. And he went off out laughing away. I am telling you, he thinks I'm fucking simple. I'm just, you know, when I'm on my own, leave me alone. I just want to just be myself. A little pig. So, the story, the plot thickens, right? Day or two later, we're meant to go for this dinner. And one of the boys that was going, Alander, one of them wasn't feeling well. And the other fella couldn't like even chance coughing and work because he had the runs. So they decided they were pulling over and they weren't gonna go to dinner. But they couldn't, Jesus Christ. And in my head, I was like, well, what's the point any of us going then? Either we're all going to the fucking thing or there's no point. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they were working there as hard as fucking anyone else, harder even. So it'd be nice for them to partake in the fucking, you know, the voucher, you know, get a feed out of it. Right, so we knew. Thing was cancelled. They mentioned it to the boss. Boss was like, grand, that's grand. We'll cancel that. We heard nothing else, but we knew from the lads it was cancelled, so... All the workers went home. I was on there for the evening, putting out some stock. My boss comes up to me and goes, what's wrong with me? He goes to me, I trust the lads told you about the plans been changed, the dinner was cancelled. And I turn around to him and I went, what? With a real kind of, you know, like a forlorn fucking heartbroken face. It's like, what? Oh no, I never brought lunch today. I'm starving. Right, but he's so nice, he thought I was being genuine and I was gonna be hungry, and you could see his head going, oh shit, I'm after letting this fella down by not going for the dinner and cancelling it. And then I turned around and I went, oh no, what are you messing? No, they told me. And I remember seeing someone look at you, I was like, fuck, I'm gonna kill you. Just for a split second, I think he thought like I caught him, but I wasn't trying to call anyone, I was just messing, it was a joke. Anyway, he made a joke afterwards and he went about his business, but I'm telling you, the man knows full well I'm fucking retarded. He does, I just think he's too fucking nice to let me go. Me operating heavy machinery. I know. Now, Lander, right? One of the people who worked on me to be a little bit nicer to myself and not to be such a cunt, right? To me, because I kind of fleece myself an awful lot of the time, right? And if you don't love yourself, how the fuck do you expect anyone else to love you, right? Simple as that. But I can drive the fuck out of the heavy vehicles and shit and work. I'm class at, right? Almost had an accident last week, but no. When I say almost an accident, it's not as bad as it sounds, right? They're just the words that are the definition of what happened. So it sounds bad, but it wasn't bad, right? Nothing got hurt, nothing got broken, everything is grand, right? Almost. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so I'm good at stuff, right? Leave me alone. I'm fucking bullying myself. Isn't that unreal? Do you know? That's why I think I can take such a good slagging, because no one will ever say anything to me that could top what I'd say to myself. So everybody gets some people say slanderous, outlandish shit to me. And to me, it's like going, yeah, whatever. I've already topped that this morning. When I woke up 3 minutes later than I should have. I fucking went to town and said, go on, stupid fucking cunt, get the fuck out of bed, you fat bastard. Lord. So who are living with another lunatic in your head? But that's your internal monologue. What are you meant to do? Ooh, you fucker. What are you meant to do with it? You know? It's a controller, I suppose. Isn't that what you do? If you had something mental going on, you'd fucking get a grip. But I do kind of control it to a degree, right? Because anytime, there's sometimes like, you know, you're maybe just feeling fucking down or you're giving out yourself about something and you're criticizing something or criticizing someone else, right? What I like to do is do the old elastic band trick. It's a hard fucking handy up to have. Just, I don't know, put on your hand or on your fucking wrist or whatever the fuck, right? And just when you have those kind of negative going thoughts, you know, you're giving out about somebody, you're going, that motherfucker. Right? And you catch yourself doing it. Obviously, you have to catch yourself fucking giving out, right? But you just get the elastic band and you just pull it back, give yourself a little snap, you know, like, to snap over. Oh! Oh my God. That's genius.
Oh, this could be like the fucking Lance Armstrong, Livestrong fucking band. Remember every cursed, rotten whore had one except me. Couldn't fucking find one. I wanted to be part of that cool club, right? And then my girlfriend saying, bought me one, but it was at the tail end of it and it kind of wasn't cool anymore. Do you know? I missed the whole fucking cool wearing the little yellow band train, right? But then I suppose it turned out that he cheated in all the Tour de France's and kind of, you know, kind of stigmatized all the shit he did afterwards. So, you know, I can claim superiority and say, you know, I never bothered wearing one of them till the very end. And when it wasn't cool, I was wearing it ironically. That's when I was fucking wearing, oh, I'm a hipster cunt, am I? but I could make those bands and just like, I don't know, fucking get a marker and write snap over on a TM trademark. This is my intellectual property, right? Says you fucking keep it. Tell you when this takes off and this outdoors fidget spinners, I don't give a fuck if it's a fad. Don't care, right? Thing with a fad is you get in, you sell like a mad mental bastard, right? And then you take all that money, you don't pay creditors or anything, and you fuck off to Switzerland. That's what you do. Well, at least that's what I'll be fucking doing with my fucking snap over money. That's a great idea. Intrusive thoughts. Snap over. Get your man fucking Danny Dyer. You walk around feeling shit, calling yourself a cunt, innit, right? Snap out of it, bruv.
That was the most terriblest fucking Danny Dyer impression. Random fucking Londoner.
Oi, mate. You been a cunt to yourself, yeah? Fine, snap out of it.
Okay, I'm not starting doing impressions now. Because we'll get on to the fucking accents you can't do for some reason. And then we'll all get in fucking butter, won't we?
That's mad. An accent. Your voice sounds funny. No. Like, I sound like a fucking weasel little bugger, yok. I make fun of my own voice. Why can't I make fun of other people's voices? Why the fuck is that a problem?
I'm so tempted to do all the bad ones. And before I give in to that temptation, I think I'm going to fuck off about my business. Right, Agraz.
I'm going to love yous and love yous. Mind yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Look after yourselves. And please, God, I'll talk to you all again right here next week. Right, good luck. Love ya. Bye-bye.